Hello, Don.
Hi, Paul. Good morning.
So nice that you called.
Oh, well, Carolyn and I are both very anxious to talk more about your program. And just yesterday, we mentioned how much better we're feeling already after, well, I guess going on close to 5 weeks now.
5 weeks. And can we go back, you know, sort of rewind history a little bit? How did you originally come to get your evaluation with nutrition response testing?
Well, a very good friend of ours, Marilyn, had talked to Judy at church, and Judy had some challenges, and so she had mentioned to Marilyn how she had worked to find someone like you, Paul, and she did, and she went to your program and has been really blessed by the results. So Marilyn and I thought, my goodness, I guess it's time for us to make the step.
And if you don't mind, you know, for those folks out there thinking that, you know, this is only good for, you know, kids and 30-year-olds, you know, both you and your wife are in your senior years.
I call Marilyn my child bride. But I am 81.
You're 81, and you have a fairly extensive medical history, don't you?
Well, I do have. I had many years ago, about 20 years ago, I had prostate cancer, and then about 9 years ago, I had 6 bypass heart surgery, and then the year after that, I had a very severe stroke and was totally paralyzed on the left side, but thanks to a very fine neurosurgeon at the hospital, I was able to regain that strength, and after some rehab, I feel good. You know, I'm anxious about what this program's doing for Marilyn and myself.
And you were also when you came to see me. And by the way, I want to give a very heartfelt nod to two of the Western docs out there. The acute life-saving care, you know, capacity is just extraordinary, and the technology that we have is extraordinary. And of course, you wouldn't be around, you know, had it not been for that, right?
That's correct. That's very true.
But of course, it would be great if we could get the information out to people before, you know, they became a train wreck. Don't you think?
Oh my! What a difference! No question about that, Paul.
So we set the stage. Oh, and you were also on quite a few medications, weren't you?
I was, yes.
And still are on?
Well, no.
Ah!
No, I'm not.
Wait a minute.
I'm not.
Wait a minute. We have to back it up a little bit.
I know, okay.
So we'll get back to that in a second. So you came, and as I recall, you came to one of my public talks.
Oh, yes, that's right. That was our first step. Uh-huh.
And you heard, you listened, you decided to take the step and get the nutrition response testing evaluation. And what, I mean, was there anything about, you know, about it that caught your attention? I mean, what kind of caught your attention? I mean, was it just the referral from someone who had been doing well, or was it more than that?
Well, it was more than that, because Marilyn and I have, we have a lot going on in our life, and Marilyn has all kinds of energy, which I haven't had, and I'm trying to keep up with her, which is a challenge. But then when we went to your little seminar, and I volunteered to be...
That's right.
Member, and when you went through the process and what I felt and experienced there, just really and almost immediately convinced me that I needed to get involved in your program.
It made sense, didn't it?
It really did.
I mean, it was unusual, and the whole idea of the muscle testing and all of that sort of seems a little bit, you know, okay, let's be brutally honest, a little far-fetched.
Oh, no question. You know, yeah, most people probably aren't going to pick up on this because it's not the traditional way necessarily. But I've found in my lifetime that it's not the traditional ways that are the most effective.
I remember you shared that with me. And so you came, you got the evaluation, both you and your lovely wife, Marilyn. And then you were given your nutritional healing program, which essentially consisted of some dietary changes, fairly radical dietary changes.
Oh, yes, very much so.
And also the need for taking some supplements. So you started it, and we stayed in contact with you. I mean, did you feel like you had, you know, the support going in?
Every week, and that's what's important, because without the support, it'd be probably very difficult to maintain this type of program.
And so you began to make your dietary changes.
Yes.
And with obviously some support from us.
Yes, the whole staff was very supportive.
And the key is the willingness to make the changes, right?
Oh, that's right. It does require some discipline.
And then what happened?
Well, it's amazing. It's kind of a step-by-step process. And and I realize it's not going to happen overnight, but it's already, like I mentioned earlier, when we talked yesterday, Marilyn and I, we said we are feeling better already. And just after 4 to 5 weeks, going on 5 weeks. So we are really totally sold on the program.
Let me ask you this, Don. What was it specifically that you were looking to change? I mean, can you share with everybody the symptoms or the conditions or what was it, or you know, what is it you're looking to change?
Well, I noticed that I knew that there was a lot of side effects from medications.
Yeah.
I'm not knocking it. It's a fact.
Yeah, it's just a fact.
That's right. And I was very fatigued all the time. And now, while I still get tired, I can expect that at 81. But I'm not fatigued like I was 24/7.
And how big is that?
Oh, that's a big one. That is a major one in my life.
Especially trying to keep up with your young bride.
Yeah, right. I haven't given up on that yet.
So you're getting your energy back.
Yes.
Right. And part of that is, of course, you know, in working, I mean, we're working together, and I always alerted you. You were on a number of drugs, and I told you, do not stop them without, you know, conferring with your prescribing professional, right?
That's right. Every time you told me that.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's okay.
And so you
appreciate that.
And you have actually... You were on a number of medications for, as I recall, what?
Well, with the heart condition and high blood pressure, I've been on that medication for probably 30 years.
30 years.
I would, that's a guess. And then neuropathy and other conditions that medications supposedly were to help, but we were just... It seemed like we were just treating the symptoms.
Uh-huh. Were there any other symptoms? You had the fatigue, you had the blood pressure, the neuropathy.
I had muscle problems in my legs. Difficult to do the things that I used to do. And I don't use age as an excuse. As you've heard me say, age is just a matter of the mind. And if we don't mind, it doesn't matter.
There you go. And I think the older you get, the more you realize how true that is.
Oh, boy. That is true. No question about that.
So you said that you were not taking the medications anymore. What result with being on the program? I know you had some immediate result with the energy. And I also know that there was some other sort of pretty startling results.
It seems... like I can get back doing some things that I hadn't been able to do before. And I'm looking forward to doing more from an exercise standpoint.
What about those blood pressures? I'm trying to...
Oh, and then I've been keeping record of the blood pressure, and I'm amazed that, hey, it's good.
Yeah, it's good. It's in the 120s, 130s over. Yeah, that's without the medication that you've been taking for 30 years.
That's correct.
Gee, how'd that happen? Perhaps
I'm looking forward to a lot more.
Perhaps feeding the body what it actually needs with respect.
I'm sure that's true.
Yeah,
it's amazing how we can abuse our bodies and take advantage of. And our body has the ability to really take care of ourselves if we let it.
Absolutely. I mean, that really is the key, you know, when it comes down to it. I mean, is if you knew that there was a way to actually identify the specific, the individualized, you know, underlying root causes of what was going on. I mean, wouldn't that be a vital choice?
Oh yeah, that's a no-brainer. That's for certain.
It's a no-brainer.
And I want to take this time to thank you, Paul, and your staff for the program and for helping Marilyn and myself.
Well, I will tell you that you know, with meeting people like you makes it a joy to do what I do. Because I'm being totally heartfelt, totally serious about that. Because at the end of the day, you know, we're definitely paddling upstream here, big time.
Right. I've been there. In my lifetime, I've done that before.
I know you have, and I know that's why you appreciate it. Yeah. So what would you say to anybody out there who actually, you know, was struggling or wanted to handle, handle their health concerns safely, naturally, and effectively? What would you say?
If you have the discipline to get involved in Paul's program and follow it as he outlines and suggests, and stay in tune with Paul and the staff, I'm just certain that virtually everyone would be amazed at what can happen in their own health program.
And that would of course include the nutrition response testing technology, wouldn't it?
Oh yes.
What would you say about that?
Amazing. That the testing is absolutely amazing, and I would recommend that to anyone.
Cool. Thank you so much for calling, Don.
Well, good talk.
I know that you don't have to take the time to do this, and I am grateful for your willingness to share with other folks who might be, who I'm certain are suffering in so many ways and would like to use safe, natural, and effective means of dealing with it. Don, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Again, thank you, Paul, and your staff. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.